Some people say that an interest in other people and the need to share thoughts and feelings are essential human qualities and necessary characteristics for health and happiness. Not for the water violet person. If you are a water violet type, this hardly needs explanation. But if you need to understand this emotional state, think back to when you were at school. Of course, there were the know-it-all, do-it-all types, nervous and shy ones, the attention seekers, and occasionally you might have noticed the quiet, isolated child who sat alone reading. Isolation in school is now seen as punishment, but for some it is just a perfect place to be. I shouldn't jest, but you might misbehave just so that you can spend some time alone. One way to study the Bach types is to look at characters in literature. You could have Hamlet as the Scleranthus, to be or not to be, that is the question. But water violets do not make for great literature. They are all internalized, and introverts do not make great drama. So I'm not sure that this is a useful or widely used essence in the Bach vocabulary, unless that is, you decide as a water violet that you want to change.